Blog Talk Radio.
Lincoln 103, 5 Lincoln 102. Responding 241 Parking Circuit, section 14. Henry 8, Henry 9. Responding gate 437, Bravo, for your dignitary detail. 3K 911 on the pivot 400 lower level near Carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Charles 2 Franklin and around.
484 suspect, is female, Hispanic, 28 years of age, blue jeans, no further.
Charles 5 Frank, 401 is a route.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the Private Officer Beat radio program sponsored by Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement association and national provider of training for both the private security industry and law enforcement and public safety, I might add. I'm your host for the show, Rick McCann, the founder and CEO of Private Officer International, and we're just sitting back here in the studio tonight as we prepare for another big story. I kind of feel tonight much like the weather forecasters in our local TV studios or at the National Weather Service, because once again, here in the south and the southeastern part of the U.S., the big story for us is definitely the weather. If you live in the southeast or along even the eastern coast, you know what's coming our way. And for those of you who are enjoying the sun and the beach and the warm waters of Florida and California, well, I kind of envy you tonight because once again, we are preparing in the southeast, especially in the Carolinas, Georgia, Alabama, and parts of Tennessee, for another snow and ice event. Having grown up in New England and lived there the majority of my life, and I'm very familiar with snow and ice, and it's no big deal. But not so much when you live in the South, whether it be in Georgia or the Alabama or the Carolinas or even Mississippi. You know, unfortunately, they're just not prepared for this type of weather. And once again, just like about 10 days ago, we are preparing for a significant event, weather event. And that has put many cities and states on statewide emergency. And we're preparing right now for a substantial ice storm of a half of an inch to an inch, with a snow accumulation on top of that. And, you know, 10 days ago we had folks stuck on Interstate 85 and 20 in Georgia and Interstate 65 in Alabama for 20 hours straight through at a time, and some even more. And hopefully with our preparations, it won't occur that way again. This is also noteworthy, not just because of the weather itself, although that is definitely noteworthy. It's also noteworthy because as security professionals and law enforcement, many of our officers are, of course, going to be out in that weather. And unlike many employees of companies who may not have to go to work tomorrow or Wednesday, security officers do have to go to work. Police officers do have to go to work. They do have to be on patrol. And, you know, when you're in this line of business, kind of like being a mailman, no sleet, nor snow, nor rain, nor darkness will keep us away from our appointed rounds. And so public safety and private security alike will definitely be out in the weather during the next 48 or 72 hours. And so it's a major event for even those in the private security industry. We are well equipped, and I have noted this a few times in the past, but for those of you who might be new to POI or new to our radio station or new to us in general, we've noted in the past that we're very unique in that here at the POI offices, we do have a news staff, and we also have very sophisticated data monitors that we monitor from a number of sources. And right now we're actually watching several live feeds of the weather coming in through our office from a number of locations, including the National Weather Service, NOAA, and also from a national provider of live radar. This is actually the same radar going into many local and national news media, and we have the same feed coming through our office, so I'm watching it live even while on the air. We have several banks of monitors. I'm watching two right now that shows a significant amount of liquid, not all frozen. Some of it is in the form of rain, other in the form of frozen precipitation. Over the Dallas, Houston, Mississippi, Georgia, and the Carolinas, even moving into Virginia, southern Virginia right now. We also can see a lot of snow, heavy accumulation going on in the mid part of the country, Oklahoma and Kansas, Missouri. Some snow also falling in Idaho and Denver, Colorado, and down into New Mexico. So we're pretty much on top of this, and if you're not connected, if you're not following us on Twitter, wow, I really don't know how to compel you to do so, because we really use Twitter even more than Facebook or any other social media to broadcast our information and to communicate real-time news and information, weather alerts, breaking news immediately. And I think that, you know, it's an excellent way for us to reach not only our followers and our members, but also to reach the general public and let them know more about us and that there is such an association and a company, and it has worked well for us. So if you're not following us on Twitter, please do so. Twitter.com/private officer. That's all that you have to put in. And a lot of people say they don't want to use Twitter because they don't want all that messages and mess from other people. Well, you only get tweets from followers of yours. So if you don't want anyone to follow you, don't allow anyone to follow you. If you don't want to be friends with anybody, don't be friends with anybody. You can actually use it as just a two-way communication between POI and yourself, or POI and your family, or you and your family. You dictate who you want to be able to communicate with you on Twitter or follow you, and who you don't. And that's what I love about it. So if you don't want to have anybody else on there, well, by all means, you don't have to. You don't have to. And you can just have one follower. You can just have, you know, communicate with POI. It's completely, completely up to you. So if you're not using Twitter, if you're not involved in following us on that social media site, we definitely want to encourage you to do so, because, like I said, that really is the most direct route, and we use it 24/7. We really do. We're on there 24/7. And, in fact, we have about 35,000 tweets, which shows that, well, yeah, we do use it quite a bit. And it really is a very effective tool for us in communication. We have a lot of information that we do want to share with you tonight. We're going to talk about a little bit about the power in numbers. We've talked about this in times past, but we want to share some of the reasons why Strength in numbers really matters. I want to share a little bit of information with you about how it can benefit not only us as a business or an organization, but you as an individual. So we'll be talking about that in a little bit. I also want to remind you, if you're new to the radio show or you're not usually listening, you can always email us while we're on the air or while you're listening on demand next week, next month, or even next year. You can email us at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. That does come right here to the studio radio desk, and I'll be happy to correspond with you. You can also follow us. You can submit any news that you want to directly to that, radio@privateofficer.com. You can follow us here on the Blog Talk Radio page, as many folks do. And you can also contact us 24 hours a day on the web. You might not use Twitter, but maybe you're a Facebook person. You can follow us on Facebook at privateofficer.com. Many of our news and information and events and upcoming training is also posted on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on our own forums. You can also receive our newsletters and our breaking news simply just by going to our main website at www.privateofficer.com. Right there on the homepage, you'll be able to link directly to Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, our own forums, our news blog, or whatever it is that you're looking for. You'll be able to find it. Now, our website is under construction. We are redesigning and expanding it again so that we'll be able to include on-demand video training, which we're very excited about. We should have that available to you within the next 2 to 4 weeks probably. And we're also adding some other features to the website and also to our Armor College school website, so a lot going on there. But again, anytime that you want to connect to us 24 hours a day, you don't have to search around for those social media sites. Just go to our main website at privateofficer.com. We have been very excited for the last almost 6 weeks now, I guess about five since the first of the year. This is the 10th anniversary of Private Officer International, and we're extremely excited. I'm waving Brett off because he wants to key up the clapping. No. We're not going to have any background clapping or charades here, but we are very excited about the 10 years that we have been in business here at Private Officer International. We certainly have learned a lot. We've overcome a lot. And I believe we've done a lot as well, a lot of good for the security industry and public safety and basically for all non-sworn personnel, because there's a lot of different areas of non-sworn personnel. They're not all security, and they're not all loss prevention. They work in, you know, different areas. So we're very glad to have been playing a part in that, and also very glad that we have been growing every year substantially, and we continue to grow. And it's because of people just like you, and we hope that we're able to provide the services, the training, and the products that you need, because certainly that is the whole course of our business. That's the whole purpose and the whole reason why we're here. We just are really excited about what 2014 has brung so far and will bring. We have a lot in store this year, and we want you to become part of it. And tonight, as I talk about the strength in numbers and the purpose of being partners with Private Officer International, maybe that'll all come together for you, and you'll understand that it's just not about money, not just about becoming a bigger company, but becoming a better strength for the security industry. We are going to take a quick break, but on the other side of that break, we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming conference call that we have this week, and we definitely want you to be involved. And there's a lot of good information that we'll be sharing on that call, and you won't want to miss it, that's for sure.
You're listening to WPOI Radio, brought to you by Private Officer International. Don't go away, because we're coming right back with more news, information, and training.
Online. We text, we comment, we share. It's a big part of our lives. But communicating with someone online is just like talking to them in real life. Everyone appreciates politeness, and no one likes it when people make fun, spread gossip, rumors, or lies. The fact is, some people do try to hurt others online. It's called cyberbullying, and it's a lose-lose situation. It makes the person being harassed feel bad, and it makes the bully look bad. It might lead to trouble with school authorities or even the police. If someone's harassing you online, it's important not to respond. That's because bullies are looking for a reaction. Block them if you can. Ignore them if you can't. If it continues, save the evidence and ask an adult for help. And don't be afraid to stand up for yourself or to stand up for someone else being cyberbullied. This behavior you...
All right, you are back live with the Private Officer Radio Show for this Monday, the 10th of February. That's right, this Friday, the 14th. Dun, 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 dun. It is Valentine's Day. Don't forget it. If you're married or you have a significant other, my gosh, you will have a lot of heck to pay if you walk in those doors without those flowers, boxes of candy, or, you know, something nice for your significant other. So remember, this Friday is Valentine's Day. Will you be my Valentine? But we have something very special for you the day before Valentine's Day, and this is so easy for you to remember when it's going to be, because it's the day before Valentine's Day, which this year does happen to fall on a Friday, which is going to be excellent for those who are going to be out celebrating with their significant other. But on Thursday, the day before Valentine's Day, the day before the day when you have to cough up all that money for your significant other. I mean, you know, go out and treat her, him, nice. On the 13th of February, that Thursday, we do have a conference call scheduled, and this is really exciting. It will be an open call. It will be, we have a lot of agenda, a lot of topics on the agenda to be talking about. In fact, let me pull out... Do I have it? Yes, I do. Where is it? Oh, Lord only knows. All right, we've got it. We're going to go through a lot of information on the conference call. And we've set up a very cool conference call this time. Rather than call in to our conference call hotline, and we have a couple of different numbers, but rather than call in there, we're actually going to... have you do two things, one of two things. We're going to broadcast the conference call live on our radio show right here. So however you get to our radio show, whether it be from our landing page on the website or you already have our login or our link or whatever it is, that's what you'll use to get back here for the conference call on Thursday. Or you can go right to our website and click on. You can go to our Facebook page or Twitter. There'll be links there as well. But right here on the radio show Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, that's, you know, if you're on the East Coast, then you know that's 7 o'clock. And if you're down in the south in Alabama, down in the Bama town, you know that's 6 o'clock. And if you're, you know, out in the mountain times, up there with the goats and the lambs, you know that that's going to be, you know, 5 o'clock and so on and so forth. And if you're over in the Philippines or you're in, you know, Hawaii or you're in Israel or Japan, and we do have members there, by the way, so I'm not just saying that, then you'll have to adjust your time accordingly. But it will be 7 o'clock Eastern time. We're going to have a great conference call. Basically, you'll log in to the radio show, and we'll broadcast live, but you'll be able to call in and participate when we open up the lines. After each segment, you'll be able to call in with questions and communicate. And we also will have our chat room open, and we'll be monitoring the chat room, our staff members and I, and we will be communicating. You'll be able to communicate with other members in the chat room, and you'll also be able to communicate with us live while we're on the conference call. So we'll be able to communicate and answer your questions right there in the chat room or live when you do call in to the number. I know everybody's busy, and I know that there's a lot going on, and there's a winter storm coming, and that's why we've kind of stretched this out to Thursday, so that by then, hopefully, the storm will be gone, and, you know, we won't have a whole lot to be concerned about. And also, hopefully by then, you know, all of the weather bad stuff will be over with, and we'll be able to relax and get back down to business. But that's going to be Thursday. Like I said, all that you have to do is come to our radio site, however you do it, and it'll all be right there, conference call, 7 o'clock. Now, the agenda is going to include a lot of information. We're going to be talking about our 10-year anniversary plans. We do have some free training and free events that we're doing to help kind of kick off the anniversary. We're also going to be talking about the legislative process and progress report. We're working with a number of states right now. We've just began working with the state of Michigan. We've been in communication with several state representatives there, and we've been able to gather some information for them. We're also going to be doing some free training in Michigan after the death of a person at a shopping mall. And we're also going to, hopefully, we've submitted some language for laws on training, because Michigan is one of those 7 states that require no training for security, whether you be proprietary or contract. There's just definitely no training requirement, no licensing process other than for a background check. You know, it's just not a good way to go. And Michigan, being a thought to have been a progressive state, it's very surprising that that's, you know, still the case. But in Michigan, they have very laxed laws when it comes to contract or proprietary security, so we'll be helping them out. We'll give you a progress report on what's going on in the different states that we're working with. We're also going to be talking about committees. We're going to be reviving our committees and why they're important. We're also going to revive our advisory board. It's very important that we get that input from our membership. And we're going to be reviving our response teams. We still have a few folks participating in that, but we want to get it really across the country. We'll be talking about mentoring programs, our security training summit that we have scheduled throughout the country. By the way, if you're listening to me in Colorado, Denver, Colorado Springs, Las Vegas, California, Texas, Florida, we have some, we're in the process of arranging free 2-day security training summits in your state or city, and we really need for some assistance. Please contact our help desk at privateofficer.com. If you're interested and you're in a different area and you're interested in bringing these 2-day training summits, which are really great, I'm talking about full of information. There's no cost for folks who attend. We are only looking for a little help financially to sponsor our cost to the area. But if you want more information, please contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. I just got a news wire alert. Wow. I can't tell you what that said. All right. Anyways, we got a lot going on. We have a news story that came out today. You may have seen it. A security officer was injured during a armored car robbery. This happened in Baltimore County, Maryland. Evidently, he was OC or pepper sprayed, and the person struggled with him. They got into a physical fight, altercation, and the person was able to get the bag of cash away, and the security officer did fire off at least one round, evidently missed. And he was injured, minor injury. You know, several people noted that the person was running away when shots were fired by the security officer. We teach all the time, and we have been preaching this for 10 years. If the imminent danger has passed, if the person is fleeing, going away from you, you're no longer in imminent danger. You cannot shoot at the person. I don't care if they just stole $1 million. I don't care if they injured you. You cannot shoot that person once they are fleeing and no longer a threat. I know there's a lot of folks out there who think different. I know that people believe, you know, this is a felony, this is a serious crime, I have a right to use force. You do not. You do not have a right to use force, whether you be a police officer or a citizen, unless you are in imminent danger. And we preach that over and over again. You have to be in imminent danger or another person for you to use deadly force. And here's another thing. If the armored car guard was pepper sprayed, the level of force that he used as the person was fleeing was not warranted. It was not justified. You can't shoot someone who pepper sprays you. Oh, yes, I can. Oh, yes, I can. He's incapacitating me. Well, if he incapacitated you, then you wouldn't have been able to shoot at him. So, no, you can't. You cannot use deadly force for anything other than you're in imminent danger and in fear of your life. How can you justify that pepper spray caused you to be in fear of your life? Private security officers seriously need the training. And it's really high time that security companies, armored car services, proprietary security begin to utilize the type of training that's necessary to keep their personnel safe and the public safe. That's why we're working with a number of states right now, including Tennessee and Michigan and Georgia and a few others, to make sure that training is, you know, the laws are changed, that the states follow up on that compliance, and that security officers receive the necessary tools and training. Because if they don't, they're going to be, you know, hurt. The public's going to get hurt. What would have happened? I mean, he fired at least one round. Where did that bullet go? It has to go someplace. People don't realize when you shoot, if it doesn't go into the person, that round is going someplace, whether it be a car, a building, or another person. If he had shot someone else, he would be criminally responsible. He would have been charged. Reckless homicide if the person died. Aggravated assault if the person didn't. You really need to think before you exercise that level of force. It's just a lot more serious than people realize. But anyways, I'm glad to see that the security officer was not seriously injured. We have talked last week about our newsletters, a lot of concern about whether or not we're going to cancel. We did say at one time that we were going to postpone or suspend the newsletters because of a cutback in readership. it's not that no one was reading the newsletters, because they were. But when you're used to having, you know, thousands read the newsletter, and then it cuts back to even, you know, cuts back to 50% or 75%, that's a huge cut. And we just wanted to make sure that we were still sending out the right material, that we were still doing the same old thing that we were doing, that we provide a quality product, and that we provide the information that people want. Now, I do want to say one thing about that, and believe it or not, we do have another commercial. I'm being waved over here for a commercial. But, you know, you can't please everybody. We ask that folks send their comments about what they like or don't like about the news service. People say, I don't want to see so many breaking news alerts. I just want the newsletter. Other people say, I really love those breaking newsletters. It's very informative, and it gets me that information faster than my own local media. Other people say, I don't like it to be in my mailbox every day. I just want it once a month or once a week or once every 2 weeks. Somebody else says, I love those newsletters, and I love that breaking news. Send them as many as you can. I want everything you can send me. We have instructors. We have company owners. We have law enforcement who read our material faithfully. They follow us on Twitter. They follow us on especially Twitter, because, like I said, that really is, I mean, instant news. We send that out throughout the day, 24/7. And a lot of people use that information for their training and for preparing their staff, educating their employees, and it's very valuable. And other folks just don't see it that way. So you can't really please everyone, although we do try to do the best job possible. But anyways, the newsletters are back on track. We're just not going to send them out as frequently, maybe 3 times a week. Breaking news, we're only going to send out the serious breaking news, officer deaths, or things like today where, you know, the armored car event happened and a security agent was injured, shots were fired. And also training events, we'll be sending those out. Newsletters will come out, you know, 2 or 3 times a week, and we'll see if that works. We've also increased some of the information that we're sending out in the newsletters, and we've added loss prevention, which a lot of people wanted. So hopefully that will make the difference. When I come back, I want to talk a little bit about the security training summits, the strategic training partnerships, still some questions on that, and a few other things. And then we're going to talk for a few moments about the strength in numbers, why it's important, and how you can get involved, really.
It's for my wife.
My husband still doesn't know the real story about that dent in the van.
I've never told her that I used to be a lifeguard at a nude beach.
I've never told my kids about the time I was arrested for streaking.
My friends don't know that I still sleep with my teddy bear.
But they all do know one thing about me.
And that I'm an organ donor.
That I'm an organ donor.
I'm an organ donor.
I'm an organ donor.
And that's one thing that's too important to keep a secret. Because I could save somebody's life. How cool is that?
With you live here on the Private Officer Beat. Glad that you have joined us on this cold, wet, and chilly. I guess that's what cold means, isn't it? Monday night here in the Southeast, we're glad that you are with us. And if you're going to be in one of those snow, ice zones, definitely prepare. Charge those flashlights. Make sure you have some food. Be prepared for power outages. We just got another message from the Georgia Power Company. They already have experienced a few power outages, but they are preparing for mass power outages, according to their report. They are expecting a large number of people to be without power. So if you live in Georgia, especially in the heart of Georgia, Atlanta Metro, be sure that you're prepared. We also got a news update, a weather update, actually, via our friends at WSOC-TV. That's the ABC affiliate in Charlotte. They sent us a weather update moments ago, and they said they expect 6 to 12 inches of snow for the Charlotte Metro. And depending on the timeline and the temperature, we could get the better half of that 12 inches. Well, I've got two words. Let me see. Is that two or three? No, actually, it's four words. Four words for them. I'll believe it soon. I'll believe it when I see it, actually. We've had snow here in the Charlotte Metro since I've lived here. We've had, you know, 6-7 inches. But most of the time, it's an inch here, a couple of inches there. And the next 24 hours, it's melted. So we will definitely see. We are monitoring live interactive radar right now. Most of what we see really is just heavy rain from the Gulf Coast all the way up to the Carolinas. We've had some snow earlier today, according to the weather alert that we got, that it will be quiet for a few hours before the second wave comes in with the real snow and ice and nasty weather. So we'll definitely see. All right, we want to remind you about the security training summits, the STSs. If you are in a leadership position, you own a security company, you are a manager of a proprietary hospital, college, mall, department, we invite you to invite us to your area to sponsor the two-day training summit. These summits are open. They're free to everyone to attend. In some areas, we have 100 people. In some areas, we have 30 people attending. But it's open to members of POI and non-members, everybody and anybody. We want everyone to come. We'll be teaching on use of force, articulating use of force, workplace violence, active shooter, and domestic violence. These are subjects that you're going to be intimately involved in your career, whether it be 1 or 2 years in the security industry or 20 years. Eventually, you'll be involved in one of these. We definitely want you to have the best training possible. That's why we've opened it up as part of our 10-year anniversary, and we're not charging anything for those who attend. If you'd like to invite us to your city, we are going to 30 cities and 20 states. We'll be happy to go to wherever you want us to. We've had inquiries from Canada, and we'd be glad to go to some other country besides that. All you have to do is contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Very quickly, strategic training programs, or partnerships rather, we've done a number of, radio spots, but we've done a lot of communication on this. This is a excellent program for private security company owners, for small schools, for security schools to get involved in. It allows us to partner with you. There's no money for you. There's no investment. There's no equipment that you need. You just need a location for us to come in and partner with you to bring some of the 120 courses that we offer. We will not compete with you. We're not teaching entry-level guard work or guard card type classes. We are teaching the more advanced certifications. And we're teaching in areas that you may not be specifically trained or certified for. So you will share in the revenues. if you help in marketing, you help in, you know, providing the location, we will share in revenues with you. It's an excellent way for you to increase your student population, your curriculum, you know, your level of involvement in your community in the education service field. And if you'd like more information, go to our website at privateofficer.com/STP or contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. It really is very beneficial for you to get involved. A lot of times people sit back and they go, oh, that sounds good, but I'm sure there's something more to it. And I'm sure that they want something else. They just want to steal my customers. They just want to steal my students. No, that's not what we want. If we wanted to compete with you, we wouldn't contact you and we wouldn't work with you. We would just come in and open a school of our own and, you know, take all of your students away. That's not what we're there for. We're there to work with you, especially if you're a POI member. So if you'd like more information, like I said, just contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com or go to the website, privateofficer.com/STP. We have so much to offer and a lot going on that, you know, many times it gets lost in the sauce, so to speak. To, you know, people gloss over it and they just out of sight, out of mind type thing, I guess. But they just don't get involved. And so, again, I want to remind you, please invite your coworkers, your friends, member or non-member of the association to the Thursday conference call, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Very simple to get to. Go to our website and click on the radio show, and it will take you there. You'll be able to call in live. You'll be able to go into the chat room and participate. I think we've got a lot of great topics on the agenda, and I think that it will really bring folks back into the circle, so to speak, so that they're part of what's happening. They're in the loop, and we definitely want folks to be in the loop. So mark it on the calendar. That's why we schedule it 3 or 4 days ahead of time so that you can be planning to participate and be part of that. Very quickly, we want to talk a little bit tonight about the strength in numbers and why that's important. And, you know, we mentioned a few weeks ago about the negative comment on our forums about how supposedly prior members of the association said that we were all about money because we charge for membership. Well, you know, we are a business. There's no lying or hesitating or denying we are a business. But we're a business that's in it to help those in the security and public safety industry, and we do it at a loss for ourselves, really, to be honest with you. We're not making money in this gig. We could be charging a whole lot more and making more profit for ourselves, but we have to pay bills, and we have overhead, and we have to continue to be able to do that to stay in business, obviously. But with that being said, we are all about recruiting and all about increasing our numbers, not only because it's a financial benefit for us, but it is a huge, huge benefit for you. And here's how. When we talk to a legislative body, when we contact the governor's office, when we contact the state representative, when we contact the judiciary committee of a state, and we introduce ourselves, and they go, who? Huh? If we just say we're Joe Smith, we might get a moment of the secretary's time. We might, but probably not. If we say we're just a constituent of a certain representative, we might get somebody in his office to call us back and give us the time of day, but maybe not. But when you say that you are with an international organization, an international association, whether it be a union or not, they stand up and recognize that that's a professional organization. When you say that you have members in their state, when you begin talking about all of the things that you do as an organization, all of the services that you provide, all of the components to your organization, they listen And that is why we've had so much success in the last few years in a number of states, because we're not just an individual. We're not just a couple of guys who have concerns or who have a gripe, and we're bringing it to a state representative or a committee or the Judiciary Committee. We are a organized, well-established organization. Yes, we began, like every business, as a little mom-and-pop, so to speak, organization with just a few members. But over 10 years, we've established ourselves, and we have expanded what we do, what we offer, and we have been able to reach tens of hundreds of thousands of not only private security personnel, but law enforcement, public safety, school officials, government officials, media. I myself have been interviewed dozens and dozens of times regarding issues within the security industry, and we continue to be a voice for the security industry. So when we address different situations, when we address certain laws, when we introduce ourselves, we can say we're an established organization, an established business for 10 years. I myself have 40 years experience in security and law enforcement. You might have 20 years of experience in security or law enforcement, but you're an individual. And you really have not a lot of credibility when you're talking to a congressman or a senator, when you have a company or an organization whose sole purpose and business is the security, public safety, and law enforcement business, and they've been doing this for 10 years, and you have a track record with some states as to how you've worked with them, then folks stand up and they look at that. We just began the process with the state of Michigan after a couple of mall security officers were involved in an in-custody death. I don't want to say it was their fault because I wasn't there. I don't know. I did see several videos. I read numerous news articles. I have an opinion of what happened, and I have an opinion as to whether or not they used the right amount of force. But even though it's not only an educated opinion, but an opinion based on my years of experience and training, I'm able to talk with the state of Michigan and bring them suggestions for training and statutes. I'm able to bring them the legislative process in a way that they can tell that I've done this before. It's not my first rodeo. Strength in numbers, very important when you're talking about changing laws, when you're talking about getting into the government end of the business of security. When you have a large organization, especially a member-based, you are a force to be reckoned with. Wherever you go, you are recognized. Many organizations and many associations are out there today, but when you look at their numbers, they're dwindling, and they don't have very many. But the larger that POI can get, not just here in the U.S., but across the world, the larger we can get and the more people that we can get involved from the various industries, security, electronic, physical, data, investigative, retail, even bail enforcement, people like that, the larger recognition and the larger strength, the more strength that we're going to have as an organization. It's very different when you approach a vendor, when you approach an insurance company, when you approach a company looking for a discount for your members. So if we want to add a member benefit, let's say, for instance, we just want to add life insurance and we're talking with New York Life. One of the first things they always ask is, how many members do you have? Well, we have 150. We have 300. You know, we have 613. Well, that sounds good, but it's not always good enough to qualify. We just talked with L.L. Bean last week. True story. We talked with L.L. Bean. They're in Maine because we love their products, and I believe that they're a quality product, and we looked at using some of their jackets for POI and even for Armor College. So we contacted them. Well, they want to know the quantity that we're going to purchase, and that quantity is based on the quantity of membership. They don't care about where they're located. They just want to know about the numbers. What does the numbers say to be able to offer you different amount of discounts? Same thing with life insurance. If we were to contact, you know, New York Life and say we have 20,000 members, 20,000, 50,000, 15,000, we're going to be able to garner attention. We're going to be able to get a larger discount for our members. Costco and Sam's are able to buy bulk products from the manufacturers, from the distributors, at cheaper prices than, say, Harris Teeter could buy their product from the same company. Because what? Because Costco and Sam's sell at a higher volume. Numbers. It's all about numbers. There are strengths in the numbers. We've been preaching this since 2004. There are strengths in the numbers. If we can continue to increase our membership, if you can continue to help recruit, it's going to be beneficial to you financially. It's going to be beneficial to you in the amount of benefits and products and services that we're going to be able to bring to you as a member of the association. The bigger a company is, the bigger force that they are to be reckoned with by not only the business world, but by retailers. If you went in to get a discount at a store and said, look, you know, I'm a good customer and I like your product and I want to get a discount, you know, I'd like to get a 10% discount from now on, they would laugh at you. Hey, we appreciate your business. We're glad that you're a good customer. We've really enjoyed our relationship with you, but we just can't give you that 10% discount and leave everybody off. We can't give you a discount unless we give everybody a discount. If we go into a vendor, we go into a company, and we say we're an association, we're an organization, we have members across the world, and these are the numbers that we have, and we're continuously adding, they look at that serious. They look at that like, okay, now we're not just giving a discount to one customer. Now we're not just getting a little business from this one person, but we're getting a whole bunch of business from this whole group. We're constantly looking at benefits that we can offer to our members. We're constantly talking with companies about what type of percentage we can get discounted off their products. We just negotiated a few weeks ago to be able to offer a lot of logo wear, shirts, jackets, caps, even boots and things of that nature from a supplier here in North Carolina. We'll be telling you more about that coming up on the conference call. Quality products. Again, it all has to come down to the numbers. Is it worth them getting involved? Is it worth them giving a discount? Is it worth them, you know, are you anyone for them to even be concerned about? That's what it comes down to. Strength is in the numbers. And whether it be legislative issues, whether it be discounts that we're looking for, whether it be new benefits to bring, whatever it might be, it all comes to the numbers. It's important for you to be a constant recruiter. I know I give a lot of props to our chapter president in Nashville, Mike Thornhill, but truly he does garner those praises because he's constantly recruiting. He is constantly recruiting day in and day out whoever he can talk to about the association. And I don't know the numbers, but I'm sure it's quite a few that he has personally recruited as members of POI. We have made a number of offers to offer commission, to offer bonuses for recruitment, all sorts of things. Some folks have taken advantage, some folks have not. But it's not just about that. It's about being able to grow the organization that you're a part of so that it can be stronger in the security industry and bring you a lot of benefits as a member, not just as an individual. Strength is in the numbers. There is strength, power in the numbers. The military would not go into a battle with a few hundred troops if it required 10,000 troops. The police don't show up to raid a house suspected of gangs or drugs with two officers. It would be a joke. They would be quickly overcome. They wouldn't be accepted by the gangsters. It would be a joke. It would be like sending two guards there. But when you show up in force, when you show up with a whole SWAT team, 30 officers surround the house, now they take it more serious. Now they understand that this is real. They understand that this is no joke. And the same goes for business. When you have the power behind you, that's why many large companies are able to push their way through some of the red tape, push themselves through some of the red tape, and bypass some of the other things that you and I may have to go through, because there's power in the numbers. I don't want to be the next Donald Trump. I don't want to be the next Walmart. But we certainly need to continue to grow and strengthen our organization worldwide to help the security industry and the non-sworn officers across this nation and the world. There is strength in the numbers. Don't forget our conference call on Thursday night, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. This is very vital for you to attend. Please make every attempt to be on that call. Again, just go to our website, and you'll be able to link into our radio show, and you'll be able to be both in the chat room as well as call in and be live. Make sure that you pass this around. If you're on the forums, you're on any of the social media, make sure that everybody knows about this. Everyone's invited. You don't have to be just a member. Well, I didn't know. I thought I had to be a member. No, you don't have to be a member. This is open to everybody. That's going to do it for us tonight on this Monday the 10th. If you're in snow or ice zone, be safe. Make sure you have food and batteries. And we'll see you back here on the radio. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you back next week. Well, actually, we'll see you back on Thursday.